man, I got another partner back at home. We've been together 15 years, right? And he's Trevor's partner for the last 10 years as well. And we've been able to do that because we're all committed to the mission, and it's never the exact same. So my question to you guys, when you listen to something like this is, and you think about your vision, do you have a vision?
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from, where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. We got episode 123, and you guys got me solo today. You got Kilo G. I do have, it's kind of a combo topic that I wanted to chat with you guys about today because, you know, it's something that I've got a lot of experience in. And it's something I get asked a lot about, and it kind of is a combination of vision and partners, right? I get asked a lot about partnerships. In fact, just recently, Trev and I were down in Dallas, and somebody's like, man, you guys have been business partners for 10 years. Like, do you realize that how hard that is? Like, how hard it is to keep a partnership together that long? Like, most people can't do that. And it's just kind of funny because, you know, we've been very blessed in some areas, and it doesn't come without challenges. It doesn't come without things, right? But I've also had some really bad partnerships. I've had several that haven't worked out, and they've been ugly. But, you know, before we start talking about partners and partnerships and how they relate to the vision, that they do go hand in hand, I want to talk a little bit about the vision because that's where it all starts. You know, I had a gal ask me not too long ago, like, how do you come up with your affirmations? Well, because I have a clear vision of what I really want. But the thing that people got to understand about vision in business is it's evolving. And as you add people to the mix, like business partners, like people, like key players in your business, your vision's going to change, man. It's not the same. And when I think about my vision, when I started this very first business with Jeremy 15 years ago, who's also still our partner, that's the other thing. When this person talked about our partnership of 10 years, like, man, I got another partner back at home. We've been together 15 years, right? And he's Trevor's partner for the last 10 years as well. And we've been able to do that because we're all committed to the mission, and it's never the exact same. So my question to you guys, when you listen to something like this is, and you think about your vision, do you have a vision? Do you have a clear vision? Is it your vision, or is it an our vision with the people that are within your organization? What phase of business are you in? Is your vision like just your vision right now because you're a solopreneur, you're the solo operator? Well, if it is, I just want to give you like the game here a little bit and help you understand that your vision's probably going to change as you start adding people to the mix. As you start adding and your business grows, your vision doesn't stay the same, but you've always got to have a clear vision of where you're going, where you want, even though it is evolving. When I think about my vision, when I started my company, it's pretty simple. I wanted to prove people wrong. I had something to prove. I wanted to prove people I grew up with that I wasn't the dumb kid they thought I was. I wanted to prove my parents wrong that I could build something great. I wanted to prove my old boss that fired me that I could build a company too and be just as good or better than his. You know, like I had something to prove, and that's all my vision was, you know, I'm going to go out and make sales. I'm going to make money. And it was all about just me becoming successful. And success to me was like a dollar figure, becoming a millionaire, right? But that changed. You know, I had amazing people come into the organization, and here's the thing that I want people to understand, I guess, in the whole episode, if they hear anything, that they hear this, like, man, when people come in to your business and they come in committed to your vision, they want to be a part of it. They're also going to create their own little vision as a part of your vision. And I think it's important for you as a business owner to hear that. Like, where do these people want to go that have come in and jumped in on your vision, right? And as you hear that and you become open to that and you have enough humility to hear that, your vision's going to grow. And my vision's so different now, and it's changed so many times. Like, I was just talking with one of my partners now, JD, who started as an employee. You know, he's a partner now, though, and sitting here talking about our vision, and we're talking about, like, hey, man, there's so many key players now in our company. They're not just employees, right? You have just employees sometimes. Like, sometimes people come in because they just want a job. They don't see themselves very long there, and they're just, like, doing an entry-level position, but they don't have, like, a vision of being a part of your vision, and that's fine. You're going to have people come and go in your company, but you're also going to have people that come in, and maybe they start there, but then they're like, man, this is a really cool company. I want to be a part of this. And so then they start doing extra work, and then they create a little vision within your vision, and then they come in, and they maybe work their ass off and they become a person. They start taking initiative. They work after hours. They're getting overtime. They're bringing ideas to you. They're actually selling you on the idea of wanting to be at your company long term. Now they become key players of your company. And when they become key players and they're really bought in at the long-term vision of your company, you got to hear these people, man, because at the end of the day, it's going to evolve your vision in the right direction. I went from having just this selfish vision of becoming successful. It's all about me becoming a millionaire to me now having a vision of wanting to make millionaires within this company, within this vision that I originally had. And our vision's grown so much. As I was having this conversation with JD the other day, I'm like, man, you know, And this is where we kind of get into the partnerships and how they work with vision. But, you know, a lot of times you almost start feeling guilty. You start feeling guilty. You're like, man, I've got these key players. I've got these majorly important people. And you start thinking like, man, maybe I should give them some ownership. Maybe I should give some of my ownership to these people. And I guess what I'm trying to say is you shouldn't really give ownership away just because you feel guilty. But you should also look at ways to reward people and make them a part of your vision as well. And so we started talking about like changing our vision again. Well, maybe we create a profit sharing pool. Maybe we create a key player like incentive. And then when they graduate from the key player incentive, they come to like the inner circle incentive, which we've already created like an inner circle. But as a part of the inner circle, they get a profit sharing. But they don't just get a profit share of the company right now, they get a profit share when we exit, right? Because at the end of the day, like, we're trying to build something great that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I can't believe that that's our vision now. Our vision used to just be me becoming a millionaire and hopefully, you know, some sales guys make six figures along the way and, you know, hopefully, you know, whatever. Like, you know, customers are happy with our product and all this great stuff, right? But it's evolved now to like, man, I want to create an awesome experience for customers where they're loyal to us forever. I want to create solutions for business owners so that they don't go through the same upbringing that I went through with growing up in a home with IRS problems and, you know, all these things, right? I mean, as you guys know, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, like, we own a tax and accounting company. So part of my vision is definitely taking care of business owners and solving problems for them and creating an awesome experience. But it's so crazy to me now that our vision is making millionaires within our company, people that aren't even owners, right? Creating profit shares and giving these things away because we just love and value the people that have bought into our vision so much, come in and created their own visions within our vision, which has morphed our vision to become even bigger than it was before. And I just want people to understand how powerful vision really is. And if you have partners, and you guys can come together and you can get aligned on a vision and you can create like an inner circle of key players, people that have bought into your vision and they've jumped on this train with you to reward them and incentivize them to where it's going to change their life. It's going to make them millionaires as well. Like, man, you are just creating a force that is going to become unstoppable, you know? And it's went from like, man, where do we see ourselves in 5 years? Where do we see ourselves in 10 years? And now we're talking about building software with some other people who've come into our company that want to be a part of creating software that's going to change the game in the market. And we're talking about billion-dollar evaluations, which tells me, like, we are on the right track, man, because we have not just my vision anymore, not just my vision at 2 years or at 4 years, at 5 years. Like, it's evolved, and it's now become everybody's vision that we're all bought in on. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, Trev's solo podcast not too long ago, we talked about being committed versus interested. You know, we get asked about our partnership all the time, our partnerships, because we have so many. We have partners, man, it's really comes down to that. Are we all committed to the same vision? Like, we might all have different ideas of our personal lives and our personal visions, but we are all committed to going down a certain road to create great wealth for people within the organization that have come in to become key players and inner circle of our company. And I don't know where you're at in your business, but I hope what you take away from this, no matter where you are in your business, if you're just a solo entrepreneur, and maybe you want to bring on a partner, Well, here's the thing. Don't just bring on a partner because you're insecure or it solves a problem for you right now. Maybe a profit-sharing model works for a person if you find the right person. And don't just give away ownership just because you're feeling guilty, right? Like, give it away in a profit-sharing model, or maybe it is giving away ownership too. Like, I've gotten some great partners by doing it that way, but don't do it out of a place of insecurity. But create incentives, create rewards, create things like within your inner circle as you continue to grow your company and people buy into your vision and they jump on that with you, because if you all get aligned on it, it becomes really an unstoppable force. And I'm excited to see where we're at in the next 5 years, because we're all aligned on this vision right now of where we're going to make millionaires within our company. Not just the owner, not just me, not just Trev, not just Jeremy, you know, like everybody. We want people to have really life-changing experiences from working here, from being a client here. And so when Trev told me he did a solo podcast while I was out sick, I was thinking about, man, what could I talk about? And that's just something that I've talked about recently at our company retreat. It's like, man, how much our vision has changed. And so I wanted to share that with you guys, because no matter where you're at in your business, I want you to not only get a vision, because even though my very original vision was shallow and it was all about me, it was still a vision that kept me on track to succeed and get it to a certain level. But I want you to know, no matter where you're at, that your vision is so important and you should spend time evolving it. And if you're not the only person in your company, you should spend time evolving it together. Don't just have a you vision if there's multiple people in your company. Have an our vision. That's more powerful. And that's the one thing that I want to express to you guys in this podcast episode, is if you want to have strong partnerships, because you do have partners, get aligned on your vision. If you want to have a strong inner circle within your company, even if they're not partners, they're key players in your company that have come in and jumped on your vision, they want to be a part of it, find a way to evolve your vision with them, make them a part of it, and you will become unstoppable in your company. So spend time on your vision, you guys. That's really it. That's what I have for you guys today. I hope that inspires some of you guys, no matter where you're at. Get clear on your vision, but understand it is going to change and it is going to evolve, and people are going to come in your company and people are going to believe in you, and you need to believe in them, and you need to get clear on your vision for them as well. And I really believe firmly that that's going to take your business to new levels, and your vision will always change and will always evolve. But as long as you have it and you align with it and you align with other people with it, you're going to go places that are really miraculous. And that's what I hope for all of you that listen to this. But it's powerful and it's important. And so don't dismiss it. Spend time on the vision. Spend time on the vision with your partners if you have them. If you don't have partners, but you have key players, spend time with it. Problem solve with them. I just had, before we wrap it up, I just had a guy message me the other day, and he says, hey, man, and it's in the Real Business Owners Gym. He says, hey, man, we just had like a crazy client drama in our company. And it was like outside of our control, but man, it exhausted us and it like killed the vibe in our company. And he's like, man, do you have any advice on that? I'm like, well, yeah, man. Like, I guess I got some advice for you to get through it. Like, shit's gonna happen outside your control sometime, but do you have a team of people that are a part of that drama? And he says, yeah, man, it's like taking the wind out of all of our sails. It was like really just this frustrating thing. And I said, well, get together with your team. You know, learn from it, brainstorm. What could we have done different, right? Because even though it was outside of your control, it happened and you guys were a part of it. So, hey, what could we do different to solve that problem? Hopefully so it never happens again, but so that we can handle it better. What can we learn from it? What could have we done better so it didn't happen? If you guys get together and you brainstorm on that, you're going to have people that actually care about the company. Those people are going to raise their hand and say, hey man, I think we could have done this different. Or, hey man, I think we can learn this from it. And the people that speak up, those are the people that's a telltale sign that those are the people that want to be there. Those are the people that want to be a part of your team. They want to be a part of your organization. And if you already know that about them, like, that's still just an experience that's going to bring you guys closer together. And even though they were just solving a problem, he did message me back. He's like, man, that was so powerful. We had a meeting. We met about this. We grew from it. We have a game plan if that ever happens again. But that's the same thing you should be doing on your vision. right? Like, get together, brainstorm. Like, where are we going? Where do we see ourselves in 5 years? Do we want to sell this company some crazy other, you know, hedge fund or some other big company and all walk out of here millionaires and maybe have a $1 billion valuation? What does that look like for our customers? What does that look like for us? What does that look like for the other people in the company? Like, get together and just brainstorm, and you'll be surprised on what type of vision will evolve with you guys as a team and how it will align you, will strengthen you. And when you guys are aligned, it will just be something that is, again, unstoppable. So make sure you guys get clear on your vision. Even if it's just you right now, get started on spending time on your vision. Write it down. Picture it a lot. Spend some time. Man, when you're driving in the car to work and it's just you, like, why aren't you thinking about your vision, right? Like, yeah, listening to podcasts are great and reading books are great, and you got to continue to grow yourself and your knowledge and in order to level up for you and all the people in your organization. But you know there's always that alone time. I don't care if it's at the gym, in the car, traveling, whatever it is. Spend time like just really geeking out and just really getting in tune with your vision, even if it's just you right now, and you're going to be surprised on where that takes you. That's what I have for you guys today. I hope that inspires some of you. And hey, I hope you guys have a kick-ass day. If you got some value out of this, as always, you guys, drop us a rate, a review, give us a share. We love you guys. We love this community. And, you know, we're excited for what's coming. We got some visions for visions for real business owners, for easier accounting, and how they all coming together. And it's really quite incredible. And I'm excited to share that with you guys as we grow. But we love this community, and we love what it's done for us, and we love the message that we get on what it's done for other people. So, you know, drop it a rate, drop it a review. But at the end of the day, I just hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a kick-ass day. We love y'all.